Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Operation Overleaper, Leap Day 3. Outside the White House, Washington, D.C.
The Secret Service agent escorts me from the premises. Now I'm standing in the muggy May heat on East Executive Avenue.
Stay off the lawn.
And I'm off. When I pass the northeast gate, I notice the black Cadillac a block behind, rolling out from the appointment gate. Shit. Of course they aren't going to just let me go. Not when I promise to reveal to the president the news behind the door in the mountain. I should be able to shake them on foot. Out the gate, I pass through a throng of protesters at the crowd control barriers in front of the White House.
Full streets, our streets! Full streets, our streets! Full streets, our streets!
Global economy! As far as I can tell, the protesters aren't here for just one thing. Mostly more wages, better health care, and anti-nuclear weapons, which, you know, I agree with them on. A veteran in a wheelchair, not much older than me. Pants loose and empty below the knees, waves me down.
Join us if you got a minute. We'd love to hear about your experience over there.
Next time. The Cadillac pauses on Pennsylvania Avenue, and a man steps out of the passenger side. I recognize him. The agent that followed me on my flights. Spies. That's who's after me. I head toward a nearby park, hoping to be lost in the crowd. I know they want to attract as little attention as me. The CIA isn't supposed to be operating domestically. They follow in classic double surveillance. One trails, the other leads. There must be a third somewhere. There. A woman. The woman in the belted pantsuit, more appropriate for an air-conditioned SUV than a protest. I break east, speeding up. Before I get in 15 more steps, a man in a pit-stained collared shirt holds up his hand, breathless.
Miss Beach, come with us. Let's do this quietly, okay?
I see the parked Cadillac on the far side of the square. My mind races. This can't be the end. They can't hold me in now. Nothing accomplished. My daughter unavenged in one world and possibly alive in this one.
Realm presents Overleaper, starring Thora Birch. Episode 6.
Staff Sergeant, if you'll come with us, we have some questions for you.
We'll be gentle, I promise.
Pit Stains grabs my arm. No, this is going to go real smooth.
That's right. We'll just talk this out in the office. Do you drink coffee, Miss Beach?
Sure.
Bless
disperse the flesh. The new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here.
Hallelujah.
Two more steps. Breathe. In and out. We go along the brick path. One more step.
Hallelujah!
I dart to the preacher, towering over everyone on an overturned plastic crate. I knock the street preacher from the crate, wresting the bullhorn from his fist. Pantsuit follows. She goes for her pistol, then, apparently thinking better of it, backs down.
Miss Beach, there's nowhere to run.
End the wars! Get us out!
I look fierce in my desert digital camouflage combat uniform. Head stern.
Miss Beach, you're doing this wrong. It's going to get us all-
End the wars! Save the soldiers! End the wars! Save the soldiers!
A woman with a Have a Nice Doomsday placard hurrahs encouragingly. Another, a man so dirty I wonder if he's been sleeping in a bunker, gives a thumbs up.
Bring our boys home! Yeah! Yeah!
Bring our boys home! Tell your story!
Tell your story!
The war did this to me!
I tug at the hairband that's been holding up the mop of my radiation winnowed hair. Falls loose over my shoulders, sickeningly sparse.
Staff Sergeant, none of us wants a scene.
Are we a nation of murderers?
No.
Are we a nation that kills children?
No.
Then let them hear it. No more war.
No more war. No more war.
What are you doing?
What do you think I'm doing?
Let's take this march to the Peace Monument!
Son of a bitch.
End the war! Get us out! 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 End the war! Get us out!
We're 2 miles in. I clutch the bottle of water I bought off a fellow protester a mile back and the Cascadian flag I picked up after one of the marchers dropped it. I'm ready to make my move.
So what was it you wanted to talk about?
Our questions are sensitive, as you can well imagine.
A second agent sidles closer. The short man who tracked me from the Black Sea.
We've got a car waiting, Miss Beach. You need to follow us now.
All right. Now or never, right?
I unscrew the water bottle and throw it in the agent's face. He sputters in surprise, and I reach under the blazer and grab his pistol, a Glock 22.
We don't want to start a shootout in the middle of a peaceful protest now, do we?
Sergeant, you don't want... Oh.
I keep my hand on the gun, but keep it hidden in my jacket. Then I back away and drop the weapon. All the while, the agent's gaze follow me. I throw the Cascadian flag over my shoulders like a cape to hide my desert camo. Just another protester. I hurry west. By the time I go 2 blocks down D Street, I feel confident that no one is directly in pursuit. I need to move fast. Soon, the CIA will search any known addresses, including Peter's house. I have to find Lydia before then. I can't risk the cameras on a bus, so there's only one good option. Hitchhiking. Stick my thumb into the eastbound traffic? This better work. Five minutes later, a Chevy pulls off to the shoulder. A Coast Guard Semper Paratus bumper sticker peels on the fender. Great. A man in shades with an Ace of Base t-shirt and long sideburns leans across the passenger seat.
Hey, you bumming a ride?
The guy has a look about him I've seen 100 times. The kind that brags to every first date about his time in the service, though he probably got tossed out at boot camp for drinking hand sanitizer.
Yeah, I'm off to University Park. Going that way?
I can take you as far as Riverdale for a fellow soldier.
This guy has never been within a stone's throw of the military. Coasties don't call themselves soldiers.
Riverdale's fine.
I'll take the ride and walk the last mile. I've gone on longer commutes with bigger assholes.
So, you coming?
Shit. All right, let's do this.
He noses back into traffic up New York Avenue. The transom dance tears at my eardrums until I finally click it off. He raises an eyebrow but doesn't readjust the volume.
I'm Collins.
A last name. Must be how he thinks a coastie would talk. I'm Sarah. All right, Collins, I got $20 for you. Gas money. I reach into my jacket and keep my hand hidden as I remove a 20 from the thick roll of bills.
That's it?
I see him leaning over a little to see how much I have. This guy makes me jumpy. We approach the intersection of the Baltwash Parkway. Yeah, you see the sign? You're gonna want to be in the left-hand lane. He signals right. Hey, listen, you know, if you're not going my way, just say so, you know? Drop me off here. It's fine. You'll still get the money.
I'll take you north.
His car says he's heading to Kentland. The highway splits. He's on the wrong side of it. So, take the next right. You just got lost. Need to get back on 50. We're on John Hanson now, slowing down to take the first exit. Collins pulls to a stop a quarter mile later, at the edge of a country club golf course. You are a shit driver. I'm out.
Wait.
He grabs my shoulder and slams me back into the seat. He whips out a knife.
20? Mm-mm. It's not gonna cover it, sweetheart.
He points toward my pocket with the roll of 20s. So I smash his face into the steering wheel. Bitch! My hand clutches his wispy brown hair. I almost smash him in again just for fun. But I can't risk him going to the cops.
Bitch!
His nose is a bloody mess, front teeth already smashed. The blade swings at my cheek, wild and wide. I relieve him of the knife, pressing on a pressure point at the pulse of his wrist. That'll hurt for at least another hour. Drive. I hold the blade like a downward dagger, ready to plunge into his leg, his temple, or wherever I decide it should go.
I'm calling the cops!
Nope. Give me your phone.
No, I'm not!
I move the knife closer.
Okay, fine. Here it is.
That's better. Now drive.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I
wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this the place? That house there?
There's no way I'd let him know where Lydia lives. Take us around the block and let me out.
Okay.
That's far enough. Yeah, so if I see your face again, I'm there to kill you. Do we understand each other?
Yeah, I've never seen you in my life.
Good boy. This had been my dream neighborhood. Manicured lawns, brick Victorians, and stone ramblers. Too fancy for an enlisted warfighter. I thought I'd spend my stateside leave in the house where we could grow old together, raise our daughter, be happy. But I spent too many years away, deployed and inaccessible. Lydia had grown, not in front of my eyes, but thousands of miles away. Then Lydia died. And let's be honest, Peter and I had been growing apart long before that. Here it is. Peter's house. A small brick colonial. I check my watch. Lydia won't be getting out of school for hours. Nothing to do but wait.
Jenny's Diner Bathroom. University Park, Maryland.
I took the train to my old stop near Peter's house. What used to be my house, too. I figured I should freshen up before I arrive. Lydia would be worried if she saw me like this, haggard and filthy. So that's how I found myself in the bathroom of Jenny's Diner, desperately trying to freshen up with water and paper towels. Well, this'll have to do. I need to get to my daughter, ensure she's safe, and then figure out what the hell my doppelganger is planning. The place has filled up since I've been in the bathroom. A guy in the near corner catches my eye. He's got long sideburns, a mouth covered in blood, only half wiped clean. Ace of Base t-shirt. He stares at me, lips parted, eyes wide. He's terrified. Can I help you?
What? Please, don't. Sarah, I won't tell anyone. We never met.
Yeah, chill out, dude. I'm not Sarah.
Look, that's not my usual style. I just needed some money.
Not Sarah. Don't care.
It's all just show. I'm not even in the Coast Guard. Please, please don't kill me.
Okay, buddy.
Why did you follow me?
Dude, I really need you to back off. A vision hits. Then I see him. This man, but in a car, knife raised in a shaking fist.
20? It's not gonna cover it, sweetheart.
Whoa, what? Do I know you? Have I seen you before?
Look, I'll pay you. 50 bucks and it didn't happen. We never saw each other.
Have you met me before? What did I tell you to do?
You had me drive you here. And you said if you ever saw me again, you'd kill me.
I'm not gonna hurt you. She's here, near my daughter. I break into a run.
Operation Overleaper. Leap Day 3. Outside Peter Beach's home, University Park, Maryland.
I've been at the curb outside Peter's for 2 hours. Lydia should have been out of school by now,
Patience has never been my virtue. If my scalp wasn't already burning to the touch, I'd consider pulling out the rest of my hair. Waiting leaves too much time for thinking. What if Peter doesn't live here in this dimension? What if the timelines had diverged so drastically Lydia hadn't even been born? I shake the thoughts away. Finally, I see Peter's ancient Jeep Liberty turn down the street. In the back is the outline of a child, a girl. Her brown hair is wrapped in a single braid, just as I had remembered. Blue eyes match my own. A dimple in the chin from Peter. Lydia. Joy and relief rush in, so strong it's nearly incomprehensible. I stride toward the Jeep, tears roll down my cheeks. I see Lydia press against the window, face brightening with a gap-toothed smile.
Mama!
My daughter's here, healthy, happy. And I only have days left to live.
Stay in the car, Bear.
Why, Daddy?
Peter, time's been good to him. He's clean cut. Still got the salt and pepper hair he had since his late 20s.
What are you doing here, Audrey? You have a lot of nerve showing up here after what you did.
You look good, Peter. Still got the Jeep, I see.
Is that it? You come all this way to rub in how you screwed me in the divorce? You have a lot of nerve showing up here unannounced after our last conversation.
What? No. Of course not. And you know I'm sorry for how that went down.
Are you?
Yes, of course. Can I just... Look, I came here to see my daughter.
Mama, what are you doing here?
Mom and Dad are just catching up, honey. Stay in the car.
I want time with her, Peter. Now.
That's not how custody works. You can't just come here anytime you want.
I'm not trying to renegotiate our deal. I just need to be with her. I don't have much time. Peter, please. I can't explain, but you need to...
Are you okay? You're supposed to be in Afghanistan until August. Did something bad happen?
Nothing happened. Okay, all right, whoa.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right.
Stop. Basie? No.
Basie?
Basie? Down.
Yeah. Basie, no.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Cut.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
She never does this.
It's okay.
Hey,
it's all right.
Hey,
just...
hey, good doggy. See? I like dogs.
All right.
You like dogs? I like dogs. Okay,
all
we
right.
Can be friends, right? Oh, you do, good boy. Look at you. Ah, God damn it.
Bad dog, Basie.
It's all right.
Bad dog barking at that nice woman.
Bye.
She used
see
to
you soon.
Here, remember?
Something's not right, Audrey.
Listen, Peter. She's my daughter, too, and I have a right to see her. Do not get in my way. You will regret it.
We're out of here.
No, what? No,
let's go.
Lydia.
No, let's go, honey.
Lydia, wait. Wait, come back. Lydia, wait. No, this can't happen. Not while I'm so close. I run after them, desperate, frantic. But they're farther and farther out of reach.
Peter, stop! Lydia!
And I'm alone, as I was before. Childless, crying in the middle of the street.
You're listening to Overleaper, starring Thora Birch. Overleaper is a Realm original production. Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Overleaper is a Realm original production, created and written by Sam Bush. Produced by Diana M. Foe, Fred Greenhalgh, and Haley Wagreich. Additional story production by Nicole Otto and Marco Palmieri. Directed by Fred Greenhalgh. Executive produced by Molly Barton, Marcy Wiseman, and Julian Yap. Starring Thora Birch as Audrey Beach and the Overleaper. Yolise Arroyo, Jordan Batiste, Peter Burkrot, Janet Boris, Gilbert Glenn Brown, Hector Louis Bustamante, Chris Cleveland, Ryan Coyle, Stephanie Diaz, Richard Doyle, Kate Elefante, Mark Engelhart, Marisilda Garcia, Anthony Grant, John Capolos, Inte Kim, Chuck Karoutless, Richard McGonigal, Alex Ruiz, Lorenzo Villanueva, Cecily Williams, Michael Wolner, and I'm Graham Rowett. Dialogue editing by Corey Barton. Sound design and mixing by Rory O'Shea. Original score and composition by Jeroen Grauman. Production manager Alexis Latshaw. Production coordinator Angela Yee. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadolahi. Find more shows like Overleaper by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.